In San Onofre, California, at a nuclear power plant there, four baby kittens are being carefully cared for. They are just a few weeks old and are named Alpha, Gamma, Beta, and Neutron. The four kittens are indeed radioactive, contaminated with cesium and cobalt. Sue Folsom tells us how the kittens were found.
A security officer was walking by one of the buildings and thought he heard some meowing. And when he investigated underneath, he found a nest with four black kittens. When he found the nest underneath the building, they put them in a box. And they were tiny. They needed to be taken care of. And so they were going to take them home. And when they got to the fence that leads you outside the property, the plant is designed not to let radioactive materials out. So there's an automatic radiation monitor that locks the gate, so you cannot get out.
Does it set off the alarm?
There is a tone. It's like your smoke detector, and the gate locked. So that's how we knew that there was something going on.
Let me back up a little bit. Was there a box there with a sign that said "Radioactive kittens, please free to good homes"?
No, but I'll tell you what. I have gotten two calls in the last half hour from people far away who want a kitten, and I think there are about several hundred people who have expressed interest, so I don't know how we're going to fairly decide who gets to have these little four kittens.
Yeah, but was it clear, though, when the people took the kittens, started home with them, that they were radioactive?
No, they just look like kittens.
I see.
Oh, no, there's no way to see that. And so as they started out the gate locked, and the indication was that there was some radioactivity on these kittens. So we got the Geiger counters out and did a survey and found out that, yes, there was some activity on these little guys.
How serious would the contamination be?
It's not at all serious. It's well, I can give you some examples. In normal experience, the salt substitute that you get if you want to avoid sodium that's sold in the stores, mm-hmm. 2 teaspoons of that salt substitute is equal to the radioactivity on these cats. There was radioactive dust on them, and it washed off, but they had also ingested some inside, so we have to wait until that is eliminated.
What in the world had they been eating to get this sort of result?
The only thing they have eaten is mother's milk.
So then we have a highly radioactive mother someplace on the plant.
Absolutely not. And we would expect the mother cat to be at the same level so that she could transmit that to the babies, if that's indeed what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know where the mother is, but we do know that there is absolutely no danger. These are tiny levels of radioactivity.
How would the mother have been contaminated?
Well, if the mother got inside the plant, now we have all kinds of areas in the plant that are airtight buildings, and so nothing goes in or out, and that's where the reactor itself is located. But we have other areas where slightly contaminated pumps and valves and equipment are located. And so we think that maybe the mother cat was roaming around in that area and may have contaminated her skin. And again, we're talking about extremely low levels.
Sue Folsom is a communications engineer talking with us from the San Onofre, California nuclear power plant.